Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The U.S. women's soccer team is truly America's team, and they're using their platform in a way few athletes have before. This is Dakota with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. The United States cruised through the Women's World Cup and clinched their second straight title with a 2-0 victory over the Netherlands on Sunday. The performance by the U.S. women in the World Cup was nothing short of dominant. They started off with a 13-0 victory over Thailand and only surrendered 3 goals throughout the tournament. At times, it looked as if the U.S. women's team was playing a completely different game than their opponents. Of course, their World Cup run did not come without controversy. Following their 13-0 win over Thailand, many people took to social media to criticize the USA's celebrations, especially late when the game was all but over. Alex Morgan also caught some heat for her tea-drinking celebration against England. Megan Rapinoe, who won the Golden Boot as the tournament's top scorer, also said she would not go to the White House should the USA win the title, another bullet point in the ongoing spat between Rapinoe and President Trump.
Are you excited about going to the White House?
I'm not going to the White House. No. I'm not going to the White House. We're not going to be invited.
You're not going to be invited?
I doubt it.
But the U.S. women's team has also used their platform in a way few athletes have before. They played the entire World Cup while suing their own federation for alleged gender bias. The lawsuit accuses the U.S. Soccer Federation of shortchanging them in pay and working conditions as compared to the men's team. The men's team did not qualify for the last World Cup and does not bring in as much revenue as the women's team, according to audited financial statements obtained by the Wall Street Journal. From 2016 to 2018, women's games generated approximately $50.8 million in revenue, as compared with $49.9 million for men's games. The women also receive less per game than the men, and their prize money for winning the World Cup is less than the men's. It's a startling comparison, especially given the stagnant state of U.S. men's soccer right now. Just hours after the U.S. women's team clinched its fourth World Cup title, the men limped and sputtered to a 1-0 loss to Mexico in the Gold Cup final. This movement toward equal pay and treatment of female athletes isn't just confined to the USA either. Listen to the chants that broke out within France after the U.S. women's team won the title. This is Dakota. We'll see you back here tomorrow.